Can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've got one more thing to say, and it'll only take me a second. I've got 2 words that I want you all to remember. They're very important. And if I leave you with anything, I'm going to leave you with these 2 words. And those 2 words are...
Dan Wheatier.
he was our guest today, as were Mike Florio, Dane Brugler, and Darnell Mayberry. We had it all covered for you today.
I forgot to ask Dan about that. I meant to ask him about it. I was like, Wheatier. The next time we have Dan on, we're going to ask him about his...
Dan Wheatier.
Oh, man.
Thanks to Ray Diaz, Adam Studzinski, Tyler Farengol, Matt Anaya, Connor O'Donnell, and Jenna Duddleston for doing all their stuff today. I still want to work on that Studs and Duds podcast. I think it's just, it's too easy. Boy, we're all in black today. Look at this.
Right on.
Wow, this is kind of intense.
Looking. Dressing the color of outside.
It's like
that's
a
what we're
German
doing.
Mime team we've got going here.
Mummenschanz.
And get the rolls of toilet paper and different all the facial features.
Welcome to Sprockets.
This is when we dance, touch the monkey, love it. Spiegel and Holmes are here on your Monday, and we are still reeling from the trade news.
I have been in several different conversations and heard others happening. Just heard one in Ryan Porth's office. Porth and Lawrence Holmes.
What you got?
Most shocking trade since what? Like those, that kind of conversation has been sweeping the country. So I don't know about you guys, but I thought about the Gretzky trade. Now I'm of a certain age, maybe. So like maybe I'm aged out of it. But like Gretzky to Los Angeles, Edmonton giving up on the great one after having won so many cups and seemingly still with some prime to go. So like that one kind of rocked the sports world somewhat.
What I said
to this one
initially was just, this is the biggest trade since the turn of the century. And I felt like that covered all those bases.
Sure.
In any sport.
I'm going back before it. You're right.
Yeah, I know. So I try not to think of, you know, the fact that kids can make fun of me now and say, oh, you were born in the late 20th century, huh?
I mean, you could take away that there's the objectively big, and then there's what it meant to, things meant to you personally, and those that sort of rocked your world personally. But yeah, I you can count on one hand.
Yeah, really, like the whole country kind of being like, "What? Huh?
The Ooh. World?
How?
The world? This is international."
Yeah,
and the like the react to it. I was actually out with Ray and Studs, and we were having a drink in Logan Square, and it got too loud. So I left. So I left.
And the bar was pretty wild.
It happened so... It was crazy because it was fine when we got there, and then
what time did it get loud?
It got loud around 11.
Yeah, that's standard operating procedure.
All the youths got out, you know. And
yeah.
Damn kids.
The youths were out.
Y'all are still young-ish.
Well, Studs is, but the rest of, and Ray is, but the rest of us aren't.
I'm past the point where I want to be in a loud, crowded bar. Like I just want to sit and have a conversation.
Yes.
You know?
All right. Next time I get to pick, y'all got to come south. I'll find a spot for us, and we'll hang out. But I get back into, I'm literally pulling into my garage, and Tony Gill is just going crazy on the text message. And I'm like, why are we going crazy? You're just reacting. It's just, whoa, and mind blown emoji. Kids, you just flew me in. And I was like, what do you mean Luka got traded? For what? And to who? What? So then I went into Shams thing, and I'm like, Shams doesn't mess around, so now I'm like, did he get hacked? So I'm like, nope, he didn't get hacked.
That's pretty funny.
That's what one of the reporters on ESPN said.
Oh man, and there was somebody who was, yeah, there's a lot of people who were like they were live. People were live at the time going like, yeah, I'm not going to share this because I'm pretty sure Shams got hacked. And wait a minute. No, all right, fine, I will share this. Yeah, it's that kind of craziness. They think he's too fat. They think he's too fat.
That's clearly what it is,
it's,
right?
100%,
too expensive, too fat, and maybe too drunk.
And he's 25, so he's only going to get fatter.
They don't think the light bulb is going to go on. At first, I thought of the Brewers trading Prince Fielder. You know, it's like, or that kind of thing. It's like they think he does. And then there's been like a lot of firings and hirings of the strength staff and conditioning staff and an exercise coach, and like they've been working on it for a couple of years, and they just don't think he's going to
no
last.
Progress. And Dan says, "I'll take him fat."
I said, "Whatever
drunk,
he's eating, I'll feed it to the rest of my
I'm
team."
I'm with Dan.
Okay, I'm not with Dan.
I will if he wants all of the sausage and all the Slivovich. I'll feed it to everybody.
There's a couple of guys who are really good in the NBA that are doughy, and I'm okay with them being doughy.
Who are the other doughy guys?
Well, one of them is
Horton Tucker.
Jokic. One of them is Jokic.
Yeah, I knew Jokic was one.
I mean, so
THT does not fall.
I'm not
that.
Okay no, with
THT.
Exactly.
Is 24,
and Zion's different though, because
his athleticism is such a part
exactly.
of explosive athleticism
exactly.
is such a part of his game.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But for me, I wonder how much the Supermax has to do with this.
It absolutely. Listen, this is a cautionary tale learned by watching what happened in South Jersey, in Camden, New Jersey, when the Sixers decided to give a 3-year, $193 million extension to a certain big man. And have you seen him lately? Because I haven't. And kind of reading the tea leaves on, yes, this guy's 25, he's got his whole future ahead of him, but if you can't get certain things under, how's that going to look in 3 years?
Right. So fast forward 3 years. Is it possible that Dallas has won a title with Kyrie
and
AD?
Yes, and if that's
AD?
The case, they won
hold
the
on,
trade.
Hold on. And Luka's in decline, right?
Yes, it's absolutely possible. That's why I'm like, I'm okay with this. I'm okay with, and I know I'm in the stark minority because
you really
I
are.
Understand the wow.
Starkville.
Because dude is.
I'm living in Starkville.
Because the dude is 33-9-9, and a lot of people's light bulbs do go on. But, I mean, they're afraid to pay him the Supermax. And
wait. Do they go on after 25, though, in the NBA? In the NBA, do they go on after that? In terms of you can be great. I've seen a lot more decline from greatness at 25 than I have
I think
taking
been a,
another level
I think there
have
been a couple of guys, like Cat, for example. I think that's a guy who the light clicked on. And he's like, oh, I can be a little bit tougher. And I can fight a little bit more as a player. And I think that he's doing really well in New York now.
I'll give you two other guys, too, who who was very good. The other had a nice long career. Elton Brand and Udonis Haslam. Who were both
battled
but they'll change the shape of their bodies, especially Brand.
Yeah, Brand is a really good call. Didn't Chris Mullin do that too? Well, didn't Chris Mullin? Yeah, so he stopped whatever it was, and maybe that's part of the issue here.
I mean, we have a great example here. It's 30 years ago, but it's still an example. Jordan and Pippen changed their bodies. Mm. Because they knew what they had to do.
Yeah, but Jordan never stopped living the life, though.
No,
Jordan kept the long hours and kept with the bourbon and the cigars.
I was watching The Last Dance for a few minutes yesterday. It was just on, and I was like, ooh, Yeah, he is having a good time.
Jordan is one of those like magical constitutions.
But that's also what makes him the GOAT.
Babe Ruth. Well, yeah, Babe Ruth, Bruno Mars singing last night. David Crosby. Trust me, I collect these people. People who apparently could do more of the drugs than anybody and still be great.
Bruno Mars does might be considered in performance enhancing.
Some definitely not from what I've heard. Remember? And yet he's still out there. And yes, the Bruno Mars, David Crosby comp lives on.
Didn't Barkley do this too?
I brought up Barkley. We were talking about earlier today. I brought up Barkley. Yes.
Who was it that told him that he couldn't, that... God, maybe it was Daryl Dawkins?
It was either him or Moses.
Oh, it was Moses Malone.
I think it was Moses.
Definitely Moses Malone.
It was Moses.
What the hell are you doing?
And Moses, like, you will not be a star at 300 pounds. Yeah. Like, if we can get you to 275.
Yeah, Moses changed his life.
And I guess he went all the way down to 260.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yep.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient. Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
So what if you think this young 25-year-old who's already made a couple hundred million and is about to get, you know, 300 more.
And maybe because he says, you're going to trade my ass? Mm-hmm. Let me show you something.
It right. might be the let motivation me show you something. That he needed.
No, maybe it was. But my point is, it was never happening in Dallas. Also, man, he lost a lot of money because it's not just that.
He did.
That state income tax, too.
Yeah.
And how hard they tax you in California, too.
Apparently,
from Texas to California, that's the worst.
Yeah, that's a bad flow right there.
Ramona Shelburne wrote it today. Apparently, there's like three different times they have sat him down and for 8 to 11 games just to lose weight. Like, we're going to like say that you're injured, but we want you to get from 265 down to 250. And so, like, take some games off and just get your body in shape.
Y'all see how much play the Michael Finley clip's been getting, right?
Where he takes the beer out of his hand. Yeah.
And, like, they're headed to the finals, and he's like, all right, I want you to celebrate, but more of the pour it over your head, not the pour it down your throat. So back to what I'm saying, though, as you guys just laid out, I'm not saying that Luka can't bounce back and do his thing, but I completely understand why the Mavericks felt like they needed to do this. And at least they got back a player of Anthony Davis's caliber that can help them right now.
Yeah.
Kyrie's got a couple more years in his prime.
Yeah. It is crazy.
He plays
like,
defense.
Look.
It's crazy.
So
they chose just one team to talk to.
So we're all mad at Luka, right? Because Luka's not in shape. Picks.
I'm not mad at him.
But I'm saying, like, if the impetus for this is the availability, and you just went and got Anthony Davis while he's on his bi-monthly injured stint that he's on.
He's not on a bi-monthly injury. I mean, he's missed the last three games. Okay, look.
I mean,
he's missed the last three games. He played 76 games last year. I think at his age, at his size, that's perfectly. As long as my big man's playing 70, I'm the dude in Philly, right? They were like, oh, Joel Embiid, you know, he spent the first 2 years on the injured list, right? I said, listen, this man should never play a back-to-back in his life. That's what I said from jump. Because you know what I said? I said, I know one thing. There are no back-to-backs in the playoffs. Just preserve this man. Let him play. There's 13 or so back-to-backs every year. He should never play in any of them. And then get him to the playoffs and turn him loose.
How many games did he play the year before that, though?
Who?
Anthony Davis.
Like 40-something?
56. The year before that, 40.
Yeah, but he's gotten his problems under control.
Okay.
I think.
I hope so.
How many games has he played this year?
He's played a lot. He's played 42.
Getting some suggestions to add to the list of magical constitutions who can just do all the drugs and just and survive. Just
Keith Richards.
Keith Richards and Iggy Pop. Keith Richards, I do believe, should be on the cover of Men's Health magazine. Like, he's 81 years old.
And Flavor Flav!
Definitely out here functioning.
Yeah.
Do you remember when they had a roast at his Friars Club? They were roasting Rob Reiner. And Gilbert Gottfried gets up there.
Sounds delicious.
Gilbert Gottfried gets up there.
R.I.P.
And he goes, "Would you look at yourself? My God, even David Crosby thinks you've let yourself go."
Wow.
That's rough.
So, like, does David Wells fall under that?
For a while, until he couldn't.
Lance, you know? Lynn?
Well, I mean...
Lynn's still out here.
If the subject is fat pitchers, we're going to be here a while.
Gonna be
but
closing.
They're still good. They're still good. Still,
yeah.
Still
yeah.
able to make stuff happen. Are you okay, Dan?
Oh, apparently the Chiefs are practicing at Tulane, and there are a bunch of people going over to know how to spy on them.
Well, how about that? Here's the thing. We usually see this the other way. It rarely happens this way. Usually, the NFL swallows everything. The NBA was like,
"I'm loving this.
Bleep your Super Bowl week. We're out here.
Trade deadline ain't till Thursday. It's going to be a normal NFL week because more stuff's about to happen.
Oh,
Jimmy Butler,
stuff.
Last time I checked, is still chilling in Miami.
Yeah, and telling everyone that he doesn't want to be traded anywhere.
There's
he just doesn't want to play?
There's teams sniffing around Phoenix thinking that KD might actually be on the block. I mean, there could be crazy stuff.
And this is
happening.
The shame of it, that the Bulls, because they haven't been careful managing their assets, aren't in a position to take advantage of the chaos because they don't have anything anyone wants.
Rather than sign Nikola Vucevic like they did, they should have either found a sign and trade for him or
picks,
whatever.
Picks
they,
and picks.
They had the last 4 years. After Lonzo got hurt, I was like, all right, this ain't going to work. Blow it up. And at that point, you'd have your picks. You'd have an opportunity to get in on whenever something's right. My favorite thing about the James Harden Houston era is how it started, and that they were just like, "We have a roster that's fully malleable. We'll figure it out." And they were still like not contending or anything, but they had a decent product on the court. And then as soon as James Harden wasn't working out in OKC, they just went and paid. And people were like, "You're gonna pay James Harden all that money?" And I was like, "Yep, we sure are." And you see what happened. So
yeah, they turned it.
The Bulls aren't in that position, though.
No, you got to be aggressive and you got to be creative, and they are certainly not that. I love what AJ Preller does with the Padres. It just freaking goes for it, man, in multiple different ways. And if it doesn't work, all right, let me flip it around. Like Dylan Cease might get traded this week and next week.
There's no rule that says just because you go and pay a lot for a superstar, you can't flip that superstar later.
They've done it. Well, they did it. They did it with Soto.
Right.
They traded a bunch for Soto and then got a bunch back for Soto, then use some of that
like
to trade
leasing.
For Dylan Cease.
Turn your lease in early. Turn your lease in early.
Their trade trees are fascinating. This from the Ramona Shelburne piece today that I mentioned. Nico Harrison decided early on, team sources said, that the best way to trade a player of Luka's caliber was to pick the trade he wanted rather than open up the process to avoid Doncic and his agent exerting their own leverage. It would also avoid the crippling fan backlash that might influence the deal.
That sounds like something he leaked to her.
There we go.
But Dan, he's not wrong.
Might not be wrong.
No, here's why he's not wrong. As soon as you find out that Luka's available, yes, Luka's agent in today's NBA absolutely is controlling, steering the ship. And then what you're able to get for him goes down. Now it's probably more draft capital. And he's like, we don't want to fold.
Right.
We want to be able to still contend.
And the fan backlash part of it strikes me as like being a little scared to just deal with what the world is. But she goes on to talk about the failed trade for Chris Paul by the Lakers, how the Anthony Davis prolonged circus-like stuff like contributed to Magic Johnson's ending. So Pelinka was in on this saying, yeah, and like all these different times where like the outside noise did in fact get in the way. in their opinion. So I kind of understand that perspective.
Wait, are you with me, Speaks? Are you good
no,
with this trade?
No.
Oh, okay. I'm still living in Starkville. Okay.
Somebody actually went Spent through all of the paid. Lakers GMs and said that every Lakers GM has a defining move that cements what their team's going to be for the next 10 years, whether it's the acquisition of, you know, the Junior Bridgman, Lew Alcindor deal, or Shaq and Kobe and Pau Gasol, and like that, this is Rob Pelinka's Lakers signature move.
Wasn't his move LeBron though?
But not,
I think LeBron
this
was LeBron's move.
This is, yeah, LeBron kind of did that, but
he did that himself. Like, he had to go out and trade. Make a deal to get this done.
The Lakers just get everybody, like every star eventually ends up there. It's insane.
I like to call it the Dodgers influence.
Oh, but no, but they predate it though. Really?
Yeah, I know.
Like with going back to Wilt, and then eventually like all these people just end up there. Shaq ending up there from Miami. It's just time and time again the stars find a way to get there.
The Shaq thing was Orlando's fault. They're just a bunch of idiots, and the Magic were a bunch of idiots.
I wish I felt something. I don't even feel rage about the Bulls stuff. I just kind of feel like
that's the way it is.
Well, I mean, I'm trying to look on the bright side, and the bright side is you got your pick back, but you were also the people that moved the pick and made it top 10 protected. And luckily now you've gotten that back, and you've gotten your 2026 back. You don't have to worry about that anymore. But still,
now you just have to worry about spending the number 4 pick on a guy like Patrick Williams.
Okay, yeah. Here's the list here. Every Laker GM, this is Sam Quinn, every Laker GM has their defining trade, one that sets them up for sustained excellence, often out of nowhere. Newell had Kareem, Sharman had Magic, West had Kobe, Mitch had Powell, and now Pelinka has Luka.
I would still say LeBron.
Yeah. Like, and they won a chip with LeBron.
It's a trade.
But I mean, you got LeBron.
I hear you. They did get LeBron, but they only got LeBron because LeBron was like, I want to live in L.A. I don't want to play for the Clippers. I just want to live in L.A. And remember, wasn't it Kawhi who said he didn't want to play with LeBron, basically, and was like, I'll go to the Clippers because he wanted to go to L.A. as well?
You know, that LaMarcus, what you're talking about is the subtext of why this was also so shocking, is that we're so used to the stars
dictating
everything, and Luka didn't know this was coming.
Luka didn't know. LeBron didn't know. They're like, that's what they said.
You buying it?
Nope. Okay.
So more importantly, registration for poker is open.
Sweet.
Are you guys in? April 17th. Check your calendars.
I'm in.
I know we can rely on you.
I already talked to Jason Finn. I'm in.
Oh, you did?
And his bounty.
Oh, cool.
Absolutely.
Oh, hell yeah. I'm in.
Okay, good. Marshall hasn't decided. He's in. He's in too. Marshall in too.
It's a good time, Marshall.
Got to help
some really good food, and you know whether it's the tacos or all the great Italian food. And if you get lucky, if we get lucky with the weather like we were 2 years ago.
Oh, that was so great.
2 years ago, it was so perfect. You just go outside on the patio and you hang after you've been knocked out of the tournament.
And then we make s'mores. We have the giant marshmallows. Have you seen like the huge honking marshmallows?
I got you.
Yeah.
You just put an O in there? S'mores?
S'mores.
Okay. Sounded like you were adding.
He tried to put the apostrophe in there.
It's an apostrophe.
I know it's an apostrophe.
It's for some more.
He loves the comedian.
It's like smash, isn't it?
No, it's.
You
I'd
have
like
to say it with. I know.
It's some more.
I know. All right.
I go
like.
S'mores.
I'd like some more.
Okay. Yeah.
Because it's so good.
All right.
That's what I thought.
All right.
I just thought you were a fan of her stand-up.
Who?
Some more. Yeah. You guys on?
No.
Okay. All right.
Sorry.
Well. She's only the queen of comedy, but all right.
Can educate us.
All right.
All right, well, that's very cool. So so April 17th, Camp One Step
Poker.
April
17th. That is going to be our charity poker championship, sending the winner to the World Series of Poker. So you guys watched the Grammys?
Did not get a chance to watch the Grammys.
I
had a gig last night.
I watched the Grammys.
I watched bits and pieces of it.
Things on the artist formerly known as Twitter.
There's some good stuff.
There was also disrespect, and that disrespect will be...
Who was disrespected?
That's hilarious.
These AP reporters, they were interviewing Babyface.
Babyface.
They saw Chapel Roan down the street. They were like,
and they move babyface.
They just,
along?
They just,
oh, they just bolted.
They just,
it's true. It happens to all of us.
They did the, they did the Pat Kennedy.
But the thing is, they could have handled it so much more.
They don't care.
Seamlessly, but they looked they really
they
young.
They don't need babyface again. They're like, yeah, we don't need you again.
That's babyface.
I'm aware.
I was gonna post it and put "When Can I See You Again" as the music in the background. But I decided not to do that. But yeah, the disrespect. And then they had the nerve to apologize at the end of their stream and put out like a, was it like an Instagram post? Like, we're so sorry. We reached out to Babyface's representation and apologized to him as well.
That makes it worse.
Makes it worse.
It makes it a lot
attention
worse.
To it. People didn't even know.
I didn't realize that there was a naked woman out there. Like Kanye.
Oh,
just,
Kanye,
he brought a naked woman.
Well,
they were kicked out.
They were not, though. That was a rumor. The Grammys themselves said he was nominated, so he was not kicked out.
Oh.
Did they bring her a dress of some kind?
No. She stayed naked.
Sitting
she did enter?
In a chair.
Yeah.
She was sitting in a chair in the place just hanging out naked.
Yep.
Man. It's quite something.
We have.
Would you be cold?
Listen, man.
Kanye, I don't know what's more sad. The part that, and you know, live your life. We don't kink shame. That's one of our things on Spiegel and Holmes. We don't kink shame.
Oh, that official.
Yes.
There's no kink shaming on this show.
No kink shaming on this show.
It's in the bylaws.
It's in the bylaws. What's a bylaw? But the other part is that he is clearly trying to turn her into Kim. Like, you can just see it, just like, oh.
That's too bad.
What are you doing?
Yeah.
Over there.
So I feel bad for her. If your question was, which one do you feel bad for
feel
the most?
I feel very bad
for her. Absolutely.
I mean, I feel bad for him, too, because he's clearly.
There's a mental issue.
It's
that
funny
has gone
that you
on.
Mentioned Kim, because she was one of the main advocates shaming those AP reporters about disrespect and babyface, which I was like, okay. Kim Kardashian gets it.
She is now the protector of people. That's her whole thing.
Don't start.
That's
I got you. I got
Barrister Kim Kardashian to you, sir. To you.
You'll have to excuse me if I don't just. You'll have to excuse
me. Well, good day, Marshall.
I said good day, sir. I said good day. Spiegel and Holmes is getting underway.
Yeah, here's what we got going on. We are going to talk with Matt Bowen at 325. Michael David Smith of Pro Football Talk is going to join us at 4 o'clock. Nick Friedel is going to join us at 5.
Hell yeah.
When we come back to start the Spiegel and Holmes show, Goodfellas treatment for one Zach LaVine, courtesy of one Chris Tannehill, wearing the awesome Script C cap, by the way, if you're watching on the Twitch. That is next here on The Score.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. This week, it's all about buy five and get five free when you buy 10 mix and match participating items. Here are just a few. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Pepsi, or Smartwater beverages of various sizes. 16-count fresh baked cookies and pint-sized Ben & Jerry's ice cream, as well as 6 mega or 12 double rolls of Signature Select soft and strong bath tissue and 6 rolls of Brightly paper towels selected varieties. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Gearing up for the big game? We are too. Join us on the Moth Podcast for a special episode dedicated to hilarious true stories about football, family, and growing up.
I loved Franco Harris so much that in 1975, I invited him to my bar mitzvah. And he was so cool that he actually sent me a telegram.
Each week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, and above all, true. Find the Moth Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.